Terrazon, The Liberator, Book 1, by William Manchi. Chapter 1. Loyalists. A nervous Lauren Bosky knocked on the door to her father's office. This was the second urgent summons this week. The situation was getting desperate, and she was worried about the toll it was taking on her father's health, not to mention the danger he'd be in when Vice-Chancellor Videl Ley seized power. She heard his voice say to come in, so she took a deep breath as the retinal scanner verified her identity, and the door slid silently open. Her father, Counselor Robert Garcia, several advisers, and his military liaison, Colonel Tomel, were huddled over a pile of maps and intelligence reports. Their disheveled appearance told Lauren they hadn't slept for some time. Her father looked up and motioned for her to join them. She walked over and asked, "Where's Jake?" Jake was her mate and currently served as a fighter pilot in the Terrazonian Global Army, or TGA as it was called. Lauren was worried about his safety too, since Videl Ley obviously knew where his loyalties would lie when civil war broke out. She feared a preemptive strike against the two men she loved could come at any time. That was Videl's style, to ruthlessly eliminate any opposition as soon as they were identified. Only her father's position as a counselor and his friendship with two TGA generals had protected him so far. But the time was drawing near when that wouldn't be enough.
"He should be here any moment," the counselor replied.
Lauren loved her father, and was proud that he was leading the movement to preserve the Supreme Mandate. But she didn't always agree with his policies and strategies. He was far too trusting and optimistic. She feared this would be his downfall. The door slid open again, and a tall man in a flight suit strolled in. Lauren glanced over at him and smiled. He came over to her and put his hand on her shoulder. She grabbed it and gave it a squeeze. Counselor Garcia nodded to Jake and said,
"Let's get started."
Everyone immediately stopped what they were doing and gave him their full attention.
"As you know, the super eclipse is almost upon us, just 10 days from now. If the prophecy is true, the Liberator will come on the night of the eclipse."
Lauren shook her head.
"You don't really believe the prophecy, do you, Father?"
Lauren asked. Counselor Garcia shrugged.
"No, but it doesn't matter what I believe. It's what the people believe that is important. Our political analysts tell us that a large majority of our citizens believe in the prophecy. Almost 90% of the mutants and sea folk believe the Liberator will come to free them. Of course, we haven't been able to poll the nanomites, but if we could, I'm sure the result would be the same."
"Well, they're going to be sorely disappointed when he doesn't appear," Lauren said.
"Exactly. That's why I called this meeting," the counselor said, turning to Colonel Tomel. "I'll let Colonel Tomel explain."
"Yes, sir," Colonel Tomel said. "We all know of the ambitions of Vice-Chancellor Videl Ley and what his rise to power would mean to all of us on Terrazon. The prophecy promises that a liberator from Earth will come to Terrazon and save the planet from a dictator, presumably Videl Ley. The sad reality is that if Videl Ley takes power, he will be nearly invincible. Our loyalist movement, which we have all been working so hard to build for so many cycles, isn't nearly strong enough to defeat him. He's got the overwhelming support of the military because he's promised them much power and glory in his new regime."
Lauren frowned.
"So, you called us here to tell us the situation is hopeless?"
"No. We called you here because one of our spies informs us that Videl Ley is worried about the prophecy and is devoting considerable resources to ensure that it is not fulfilled."
"You're kidding," Lauren said. "Videl believes in the prophecy?"
"I don't know what he believes," Colonel Tomel said, "but he's not a man to ignore any threat against him. That's what makes him such a formidable adversary."
"So, do our spies know what he plans to do?" Jake asked.
"Yes. He's ordered the assassination of anyone coming from Earth who remotely fits the description set forth in the prophecy."
"That's why we call this meeting," the counselor said.
"Because the people believe in the prophecy and Videl Ley fears it so much, we have no choice but to do all we can to make the prophecy a reality."
"How do you plan to do that?" Jake questioned.
"There happens to be an Earth shuttle docking on the day of the super eclipse," Colonel Tomel replied. "If there is a liberator, he would have to be on that shuttle. We know that Videl Ley will have his agents there when the shuttle lands. It's imperative that we find the liberator before Videl does and protect him."
Lauren shook her head. "But even if there were a liberator, how would you recognize him?"
You're right. There would be no realistic way to do that. So what we propose is to select the most likely person and protect him.
What good will that do? Lauren asked. So you protect this person. What if he is not the liberator?
Counselor Garcia stood up.
It doesn't matter. We'll say he is.
Who could prove he isn't?
Videl will no doubt kill the true liberator if we're wrong.
Lauren looked aghast. We're going to stand by and let him kill innocent children?
The counselor sighed.
Videl's supporters control the shuttle port.
We'll be lucky to protect even one of the passengers. Even if we succeed, how long will we be able to keep up the charade? It will soon become apparent he's a fraud when he cannot fulfill the prophecy, Lauren argued. It's a dangerous idea and could easily backfire on us.
Maybe. It's a gamble, for sure. But it will give our citizens hope and buy us time to strengthen the Loyalist army. If the Liberator does not come, the people will lose heart and won't have the will to fight.
Lauren shook her head. She knew her father's mind was already made up, so there was no use continuing to argue.
So, who will you pick? Is there anyone on the shuttle who could possibly be the Liberator?
Counselor Garcia nodded.
Yes, there is one possibility. A young American who was brought aboard the shuttle and placed in protective custody. His father was recruited by the American CIA to help with our repopulation project and inadvertently discovered our presence on Earth. That left us no choice but to bring him back to Terizon. Normally, we would have simply erased his memory, but he found out from his father that erased memories can be restored through hypnosis. That left us no choice but to bring him back to Terizon.
How old is he?
He's 17. Very smart. And I'm told he has a kind heart, which is mentioned in the prophecy.
Lauren folded her arms and laughed.
This is so ridiculous, it will never work.
Counselor Garcia gave her a frustrated look. She sighed.
But I guess anything that will give us more time to strengthen our army is worth pursuing.
The counselor smiled broadly.
Good. Then I can count on Jake's and your support.
Of course, Father.
Jake and I will do everything we can to make everyone believe this American teenager is the liberator, no matter how pathetic he may turn out to be.